Call to order this hearing of the Senate Committee on Public Employment and Retirement. I want to thank all the members who apparently listened very carefully and got here on time. I appreciate that. I apologize. I'm a little late. BNP took a little longer than I expected because I asked too many questions. But with that, I know, never. But that, of course, I think it's been announced. SB 1234 from Senator Vidak is being held, and author's request, and we have Senator Allen here to present item number one, SB 964. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair.
We do have a quorum, so we should go ahead and call roll first. Thank you.
Pan?
Here.
Pan here. Morrell? Leyva?
Here.
Leyva here. Morlock?
Present.
Morlock present. Portantino?
Okay. Welcome, Senator Allen.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and judging by the shortness of your breath, you really did run here, so I do appreciate your coming down. And expediting this. So we're talking here about SB 964, and as the analysis points out, it's the reintroduction of a measure that I worked on last year, which was SB 560, which sought to ensure that California's two big pension funds, CalSTRS, CalPERS, consider the financial risks posed by climate change. First of all, I want to thank the committee and both pension funds for working with my staff over the past year to help us find language that accomplishes our goals while respecting the mandates of these pension plans. Both pension plans have governance directives that advise them to take climate risks into account when making their investment decisions. All this bill does is to codify that climate-related risks are material financial risks, and so they should be considered by the pension funds when managing their funds, and it asked the boards to report on this risk in their comprehensive financial reports. The analysis explains the four different types of risk that climate change poses to the value of fund assets that should be considered by fund fiduciaries. This includes physical risk, transition risk, stranded asset risk, and litigation risk. I'm happy to go into detail about each of those types of risk, but they're all very ably described in the analysis. Globally, these risks and how to account for them are being taken very seriously. So in 2015, France became the first country to require mandatory climate change-related reporting for institutional investors. In 2016, the European Parliament, Senator Morlock and I's favorite legislative body, approved a directive requiring we're both, you know, have great European roots. But the EU Parliament approved a directive requiring pension funds to assess climate risk along with other environmental, social, and governance risks in their investment decisions and to inform fund members and beneficiaries of their findings. Now, as California has led the way on so many fronts related to climate change, our pension funds are already leading the way to ensure that that financial climate risk is taken seriously within the global community. And this bill, SB 964, codifies that good work, helping to export our example to the rest of the nation. And with that, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Okay, thank you. Witnesses in support.
Quickly, because I've got another hearing, but Jennifer Baker with the California Teachers Association. We had concerns last year, but I'm happy to say that thanks to the dedication of the center, his staff, and folks at CalSTRS, we're in support and appreciate that this codifies the great work that CalSTRS and CalPERS are already doing.
I'm Claire Brown from UC Berkeley, and I'm representing Fossil Free California and Environment California to urge your support for SB 964. I just want to quickly summarize two research reports to show you how important this is for fiduciary responsibility. Mercer Investments found that over the next 35 years, the coal industry can expect to see annual returns reduced by up to 82%. Oil and utility industries will see returns falling by 38 and 60%. Renewables can expect average annual returns to increase by as much as 35% over this period. A similar Canadian study found that low-carbon portfolios had much higher risk-adjusted returns as well as lower carbon intensity. So we know that SB 964 is just reconfirming CalPERS and CalSTRS to address financial risk. And I want you to know that this risk analysis is neither costly nor onerous because tools for evaluating companies' carbon risk are readily available. So let me just urge you to go forth with this bill, do everything you can to pass it in your committee and also in the Senate. because this will really help us move forward in taking care of financial risk in our public pensions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other witnesses in support?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Dan Jacobson with Environment California. First, I want to thank you and your staff for taking the time to look at this last year and to look at it this year. As they said, we've removed this opposition that we had or some of the concerns. This is a great bill, really important, and urgent I vote.
Thank you. Welcome.
I'm Janet Cox with Fossil Free California. Thank you very much, Chairman Pan and the committee, and especially to Senator Allen and Tina. This has been a great project getting this bill to this point, and we're grateful to all of you. Fossil Free California, as a sponsor of the bill, strongly supports, obviously.
Thank you. Welcome.
Karen Jacques, Cruise Care member, and also speaking on behalf of 350 South Bay LA and SoCal 350, strongly in support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Christine Shoemaker, speaking on behalf of 350 Silicon Valley, strong support.
Thank you.
Tina Gallier, representing 350 San Diego, in strong support.
Thank you.
I'm Sheila Thorne. I'm a PERS beneficiary, and I'm speaking on behalf of Glendale Environmental Coalition and 350 Greater Los Angeles Legislative Committee, strongly in support.
Thank you.
Shep Harper, PERS member and also a member of Democracy Winners, support.
Thank you.
David Chern, representing 350 Bay Area and the local groups in Sonoma, Marin, East Bay, and San Francisco, representing about 12,000 members, strongly in support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Anyone in opposition? Okay, seeing no one coming up in opposition, questions from committee members?
The bill?
Senator Morlock.
Mr. Chair, CalPERS and CalSTRS, they already have policies, they have belief statements. CalPERS has investment belief number 9, and CalSTRS has investment belief number 7, which deals with these concerns. So this bill would require, which is a pretty strong word in my vocabulary, and I'm really concerned about letting managers manage. We should empower our chief investment officers to do what they think is the best. And they've already met the spirit of what this bill is trying to do. So, Senator Allen, help me. Why is it critical to somehow push it to a requirement?
Well, so first of all, it's right here in the analysis on page 2, the bill is very clear in clarifying that nothing in the bill shall require the board to take action unless the board determines in good faith that the action is consistent with its fiduciary responsibilities of the board. So this is not going to impact the board's freedom and full discretion and their full fiduciary duties associated with investment decisions. But what it is doing is making sure that it's looked at as an issue. And I think the reason, Senator, is that while, you know, the folks around this table, regardless of party, understand that climate change is a risk and something that is serious, there are those who are elsewhere in the country, unfortunately, what is a scientific fact has become really rather unfortunately politicized. And we're trying to make sure that that, as the Europeans have, that we're basically taking into account that which we know is the serious risk associated with climate change, and that, you know, our funds, when they're making their decisions, ought to be taking these long-term risks into account. We're asking our funds to make sure that they are taking care of the retirement security of many, many Californians. A lot of our economy is wrapped up in these funds. And for them to not be taking these long-term global challenges into account would be a problem. And we're trying to simply make sure that they do so. That's really all this bill is doing. You're right. I mean, it is ultimately codifying that which they're already doing. But given the precarious nature of the debate over climate change right now, we feel as though it's a prudent thing for us to do to get it into statute. Just as so many of our partners have done in other places in the world. And so But you can rest assured, and I know you care a lot about, as I do, making sure that we don't do anything to jam up the discretion and flexibility of the board members to make whatever financial investment decisions they feel necessary. And that's not implicated by this. It's part of the reason why we've gotten such a unified support for the bill this year.
And the CIOs of both plans are fine with the bill?
Yeah, we've been in touch with them. We've been working with them. I mean, they're not coming on in official support, but it does exactly as you say. It ultimately codifies that which is already their practice.
Okay, then I'll be opposed today, but I'll call the CIOs myself.
Okay.
Between now and the floor vote.
Great. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Senator Morrell.
Hey, Senator Ben Allen. You mentioned something you just glossed over, and I just want to know what you mean. You said the Europeans are doing this.
Yeah.
How do their investments compare to ours? And I'm wondering why you brought them up.
Well, I bring them up because the European Parliament, in its totality, as a collective, approved a directive in 2016 that requires the funds to assess risk, climate risk, is very similar to what we're looking to do here. And they did it because they, looking globally at all the impacts of climate change, everything from the dangers associated with purchasing or owning an asset that's on the coastline in Bangladesh, which almost certainly will be underwater at some point in the not-too-distant future, unfortunately, right the way over to the costs of implementing some of the climate change regulation that's going to be coming down as a result of the Paris Accords. Those are things that they need to be taking into account when they're crafting their portfolio.
What are some of the investments that you look at that are possibly bad?
Well, so for example, if you have an asset that is in an area that scientists are predicting will be underwater in 60 years, that's something to be considering. That presumably will significantly impact the value of that property.
But are there any investments now that you're seeing? Because this seems like a bill trying to solve a problem. But are there investments now CalPERS is investing in that you would want to pull out of? Could you give me some examples?
Well, it's not a divestment bill. I mean, this is not like some of the bills you've seen before this committee before. We're just simply asking them to be taking these issues into account. It's not something that portfolio managers have traditionally focused on in the past. But I think as we now know what an enormously impactful trend this is.
So you're asking them, this is not a requirement then?
It would be a requirement for them to consider the effects. We're not asking them to divest from any, we're not asking them to take any substantive action associated with a portfolio. We're just asking them to make sure that when they're analyzing the portfolio, just like they do, They take into account so many different factors when they're analyzing their portfolio and where to go. The regulatory, litigation, and physical impacts associated with climate change ought to be part of that analysis.
Okay. Thank you for your...
Yeah. And as I say, I reiterate, the bill is very explicit to say that nothing in here shall impinge upon the fiduciary duty of the board to carry out whatever financial investment decisions they want to.
Yes, Senator Portantino.
I was just going to compliment the author for sort of crafting something that asks our financial planners to consider information and make their decision based on that. It seems pretty prudent, and having Glendale Environmental Coalition here as well is great. And I'll move the bill if it's appropriate, and if I could be added as a co-author.
Thank you.
I'd be happy to be added as a
Thank
co-author.
Thank you,
Senator. Well, I think Senator Leyva did beat you to the punch there.
Oh, did she?
Yes, she has already moved the bill.
I was late to the party.
Okay, seeing no other questions, Senator Allen, I want to thank you for your work on this bill. I do think, here in the legislature, we often talk about we should be thinking in the future. In fact, we often criticize for thinking only very short term. And so, and we do have a role in terms of our oversight over our pension funds to provide some input to our pension funds. And that includes, of course, wanting to look at these long-term risks that are widely acknowledged by numerous organizations, including actually investment firms themselves. So I think any prudent investor would be looking at these issues. And I think it's important that our legislature direct our pension funds to be sure that they are considering these issues as they're doing their investments. Because after all, if their investments fall behind, I think as sometimes been pointed out by some of our members, we're the ones who are often asked to then backfill or fill to make up for those differences. So I want to thank you so much for the bill. It's been moved by Senator Leyva. So Secretary, can you please call the roll? And I'm recommending an aye vote on this.
The motion is to pass and be referred to Senate Appropriations Committee. Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Morrell?
No.
Morrell, no. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Morlock?
No.
Morlock, no. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye.
Okay, thank you. The bill's out 3-2. Thank you. Okay, so the next item we have three items on consent. Item number 3, SB 1165, PAN, teachers' retirement. Item number 4, SB 1195, Portantino, Public Employees Medical and Hospital Care Act. And item number 5, SB 1270, VIDAC, County Employees Retirement System Personnel. Is there a motion for the consent calendar?
All right.
Okay. It's been moved by... okay. Well, it's been moved by Senator Morrell, our vice chair.
So give her mic.
All right. So Secretary, please call the roll.
Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Morrell.
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Morlock.
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Portantino.
Aye.
Portantino, aye.
Okay. The consent calendar is out 5-0.
Glenn didn't give me a good answer.
Well, with that, we have finished our agenda, and the Senate Committee on Public Employment and Retirement, this hearing is now adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.